Welcome to the Gossip and Glamour podcast, where we cover all things fashion and offer listeners insider access to the Seattle style scene. Join us as we interview Pacific Northwest designers, boutiques, brands, and local creatives. I'm your host, Sydney Mintel. Thanks for joining us. Hi, fashion friends. This is your host, Sydney Mintel, and I want to welcome you to a very special edition of the Gossip and Glamour podcast, where I'll be providing some major business and life updates. As some of you may know, I took a two-month sabbatical over the summer to travel and unwind with my family, and I'm finally back in action and ready to roll. This summer was amazing. We spent a month in Europe visiting London, Paris, and Barcelona, and it was an incredible experience. I had such a crazy spring season leading up to the trip that I just needed to get away, unplug, and hang out with my family. For those of you that know me, you know that travel is one of my favorite ways to recharge, and I loved having the opportunity to explore new cities and experience fashion in other markets. Before I left for summer break, there were a lot of exciting things happening right here in Seattle. Armoire opened a new headquarters in Pioneer Square, and they let us come in and host a special power brunch to celebrate the grand opening. Universal Standard opened a new one-to-one retail concept in Belltown, and we got to help produce an amazing fireside chat featuring co-founder Alex Waldman. Also around town, K Banana opened a permanent store at University Village, and Gossip and Glamour helped Mohai launch its first ever fashion exhibit to highlight Seattle's rich fashion history. And let's not forget about the Gossip and Glamour Style Summit, which took place back in May and welcomed over 100 of Seattle's top bloggers and influencers. As you can imagine, with so much going on, the podcast took a bit of a backseat, but the time away really gave me the chance to reflect on the trajectory of the show and how I wanted to pivot the content moving forward. When I launched the podcast earlier this year, I wanted a place to share the stories of the incredible fashion industry professionals that live and work right here in the Pacific Northwest. As we moved into each episode, I realized that what listeners really wanted was not only to hear the stories of growth and success, but also real-time updates on business, fashion, and market trends. I'm excited to announce that we're moving away from long-form content and jumping headfirst into fashion news, industry updates, and short-form interviews that bring listeners up to speed on what's happening in the Seattle fashion industry and its impact. So let's fast forward to today, and I'll share a little bit more about what's happening currently in the Seattle fashion scene. Last month, Nordstrom opened a brand new Gucci handbag boutique at the downtown Seattle store and celebrated with a special cocktail reception followed by an official after party. I was at the event with Darcy Camden of Styled Seattle and Andrew Hoagie of Seattle Magazine, and I can tell you firsthand, it was a colorful crowd and an amazing party. Special guests of the event included actress Sydney Sweeney, who you may know from The Handmaid's Tale or Euphoria on HBO, and writer and poet Alaska Lynch. The event was written up by Vogue, and the buzz continues to build for Nordstrom as it gears up to open a brand new 7-story flagship in New York, scheduled to open October 24th, which, as you know, is less than a month away. Speaking of Nordstrom, in August, Northgate Mall began closing many of its stores as part of a redevelopment plan for the property, and Nordstrom Northgate was one of the stores to close its doors. The property will be redeveloped into apartments, commercial office space, and most importantly for local sports fans, a training facility for Seattle's new NHL team. Among the stores that closed at Northgate was Zumiez. That location was the first ever store for the company, opening its doors back in 1978. But it's not all bad news for the Seattle style scene. This month, Seattle brand Flora & Henry opened a brand new store in Marin County Mart in California, and Maria Seal launched her fifth book, 52 Lists for Calm, which hits stores and newsstands this week. In beauty news, indie beauty brand Moonlit Skincare is launching a new product later this month called Sleepy Spritz, which is a multitasking toner that also doubles as a sleep mist. And Two Cranes Botanical CBD Oils is expanding its footprint in Seattle by adding additional stockists, including K Banana at U Village, Maria Seal Downtown, and True Fusion in Bellevue. In other news, Thompson Seattle will be kicking off its fall fashion series tomorrow with Lumbee Skincare, a brand new eco-friendly and organic skincare line. And Universal Standard is also hosting a special fall fashion event in the city to showcase new arrivals for the season. The Seattle fashion scene is also getting another dose of fall fashion with the start of Bellevue Fashion Week, which officially kicks off today. We also had Fashion Week at the Bravern earlier this month that included a special runway show by Neiman Marcus and the Fashion Meets film series of Pacific Place, which screened the new Downton Abbey movie last weekend. There's a lot going on this fall, and we're so excited to keep you in the loop on what's happening in the Seattle fashion scene. Gossip & Glamour is turning 9 years old next month, and we have some exciting updates to share with you. As many of you know, Darcy Camden of Styled Seattle and I have been sharing an office together for almost a decade, and we're beyond excited to announce that later this month, we'll establish residency at one of Seattle's premier shopping destinations, University Village. At the new space, we'll be able to do on-site style sessions, showroom client products, and host special events, and we cannot wait to show you around. This is super exciting for us. We are going to be hosting a grand opening celebration next month, and if you want to sign up for the mailing list, head over to gossip-glamour.com and sign up for the mailing list right now. That's it. We'll see you next time. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm your host, Sydney Mintel, and you've been listening to the Gossip & Glamour podcast. See you next time. If you loved this episode, there's plenty more where that came from. Head over to gossip-glamour.com/podcast for links to all of our podcast episodes featuring Seattle designers, boutiques, and local creatives. You can also find us on Instagram at gossip_glamour. See you next time.